Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, y'all niggas gonna let me do what I do. Let me do what I do, nigga. Don't grab me.
Got 10, I hope y'all ready.
Grab them niggas.
NYC.
Been playing with them niggas.
LAP.
They got the most money.
Okay. I do apologize. Our people, bear with us, man. I do apologize. It's on me. We on the Tiffany Thompson Show. We're on the back end. I'm going to take the blame for this today. So now we're going to start it off. Let's go.
Tiffany Thompson is the founder and CEO of It's All About You Ministry International, located in Chicago, Illinois. She was born and raised on the west side of Chicago. Anointed by the Lord Jesus Christ, she is gifted to reach people of various backgrounds and nationalities. She is a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ with a strong prophetic call on her life. It's All About You Ministry was given to her by way of the Holy Spirit in January 2005 from out of her home. She has touched the lives of many, whether in local churches, street corners, or workplace. Her ultimate goal is to advance the kingdom of God. She is an entrepreneur, writer, poet, and motivational speaker, all for the kingdom of God. Tiffany Thompson has received a certificate from the Samuel School of Prophets under the instructor, Apostle Raphael Robinson, CEO, founder of Word Kingdom. And now, without further ado, here's Miss Tiffany Thompson.
Amen. And hallelujah.
Praise.
Okay. Welcome to It's All About You radio show. Amen. Well, we talk about the Word of God, Christian Blog Talk. Online every Wednesday. We do apologize for any and all technical difficulties today. Amen. We do apologize. But you know, every time the Word of God is about to go forth, there's always warfare. There's always warfare.
That's right.
And we thank God that the enemy can't stop nothing. That he has no power, none at all. The only power that he has is the power that we hand over to him and that we give him. And we're not giving him nothing today. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, yes, we welcome you all again to It's All About You Radio. For myself, Dennis, and tonight we have a powerful woman of God, a sister of mine also on here with me by the name of Beretta Moore. And, of course, we have you, the faithful listeners. We thank God for you. I'm grateful that you take the time out, you know, and give us a call and call in and believe in what we believe in, which is God, and believe in what God give us concerning his word, concerning his people. You know, so we're just grateful on tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, yes, tonight we talked about last week. Last week we had a powerful man of God on our show, an author. He's my assistant pastor by the name of Riley Mayberry, and he shared with us his testimony about being delivered from the spirit of lust and perversion, being delivered from homosexuality, and how he was delivered by the power of God, you know, from this stronghold that tried to kill him, try to just destroy his destiny, destroy his life. And I thank God for his life being an open book that he called in, shared that powerful testimony with us. You know, I was blessed by it, and I've seen so many people in church that stopped me and said, I was on the show, I was listening, you know, and told me themselves that, wow, this was our first time hearing that testimony and how they were so blessed by it. And so I thank God for that. And we're going to keep doing that. We're going to keep that going. We're not going to stop, because as long as someone is being blessed, someone is being delivered, we're going to keep on keeping on delivering the word of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So, yes, Beretta's on.
I am.
Hello.
How you doing? Hey,
okay,
sis, how
amen.
You
God
doing?
God bless you, woman of God. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
God bless you. Okay. Well, tonight we're going to talk about faith. We're going to talk about faith in God. And as usual, as we always tell out to all the listeners, anyone that's listening, if you feel free to, if you want to make a comment or anything, give us a call, let us know. And just hit the button, hit the number one button. Give us a call. If you want prayer, you desire prayer, hit the button. Hit the button, press one. That's what we're here for. We're here to serve you. It's all about you. It's talking about, we're here to serve you. That's what the name is for. We're here to serve you. We're servants of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So how was your week, Beretta?
My week was interesting. It's been, I had some challenging days, but, you know, God is faithful. I made it through. Still going forward in the midst of it, still going forward. Still going forward. I'm here. I'm healthy. You know, God is faithful. As long as I got breath for another day, that's another day I could push forward and see what God has for me, his destiny and his plan. How about you?
Oh, wow. Well, my days are challenging, but at the same time, understanding that our everyday life is, you know, it's a spiritual warfare, that we're not fighting against flesh and blood. You know, we're fighting against principality power. So all day, every day, I'm just giving God the praise. The Bible says, in all things, acknowledge him.
Amen.
They say.
Amen. Well, you know, it's tough to come back on, but you know, I'll tell you a little bit about my my day so far,
yeah,
my week so far.
Yeah, how was your week, Dennis?
Oh man, it's been very challenging. You know, like they say, you know, when you do something, change is new. That's how it's going to be.
Yeah, something change is good. That's where your faith has to kick in. And change don't feel good all the time, but as long as we know God in the midst of it, it's going to turn out awesome.
Right. That's right.
It's going to turn out awesome. That's where the faith come in. And, you know, you can't go wrong with God. You know, it's okay to shed a couple of tears. It's okay to cry and moan. But knowing at the end of the tears, at the end of the moan, God is answering prayers. He's moving and working on our behalf because his plans have to come forth, and they have to come forth with power. So, you know, that's what we have to stand on, that believing that, you know, this too shall pass.
Thank you. website, www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. That's www.itsallaboutyoumagine.com. To be placed in a magazine, get an ad, newsletter, or article. Publisher Tiffany Thompson also has a ministry. Visit that site at www.itsallaboutyoumagine.org. That's www.itsallaboutyoumagine.org for more information on events or speaking engagements.
Amen. Thank you for holding. Welcome back to It's All About You radio show, blog talk radio, Christian talk. Welcome back. I want to thank you all for your holding and your faithfulness. I thank you so much. There's no It's All About You radio show without you. So I thank you so much. I acknowledge every listener, and I acknowledge your faithful listeners. And I do want to acknowledge those that let me know that they're listening, you know, those at my church and my faithful friend Sandra Buchanan, my faithful friend Diane Bailey. I just want to acknowledge you all. Of course, I have Loretta Moore online with me tonight, and we're going to go ahead. We're going to open up in prayer, and we're going to say a word of prayer, and we're going to go ahead into the Word of God. Amen. Amen. We have Dennis. Dennis, you on with me? Loretta, y'all on?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, we're here. Okay, I just want to thank God for the listeners on tonight. I thank God for his faithfulness. I thank him for his love and his kindness, Father. I thank you for your grace and your mercy. It's from everlasting to everlasting, Father. Father, we pray that on tonight, Father, that your will be done, that your kingdom come, Father, on earth as it is in heaven, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we pray that this word goes forth, Father, and penetrate, Father, in the name of Jesus, our God, and that it begins to do the work that you sent it to do, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we say have your way, Father. Send your fire, Father. Burn up and consume everything that's not of you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We come against any witch and every warlock. We counsel every assignment, Father, concerning this radio show on tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We decree and declare, Father, that the devil is a liar, Father, and we release the spirit of truth. We release the spirit of healing. We release the spirit of deliverance. And most of all, we release the spirit of love on tonight, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you that it is so and that it is done. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I just want to tell the listeners, those that are listening, even as we're talking, you can feel free at any given time to press the one button if you have a comment, a question, a concern, or even if you desire prayer. You don't have to give your name. You can be anonymous. It's up to you. But our job, it's all about you radio show. We are here to serve you. Amen.
Amen.
Surrendering ourselves to God, yielding ourselves to God, laying our lives on the line for another life, and that's yours. So we don't take it lightly. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. All right. Okay, well, we want to talk about tonight faith in God, having faith, having faith. And, you know, those of you that's listening, we can just also say this. If you want to write stuff down, write scriptures down, you can feel free. We also want your comments, your concerns. You can put them on Western World One page or the website, or It's All About You Ministries, or just put them on Facebook. We are concerned about your comments. We want to make sure that we are, that our life has been touched. You know, as you always do, a lot of you inbox me, and I'm grateful for that. Thank you. Amen. I just don't like leaving nobody out. This is not about
Amen.
Me. It's all about God. It's all about Christ.
Yes.
And what we're going to do is I want to discuss this Hebrews chapter 11, starting at verse 1, and it talks about faith. And I want to define the word faith first. Faith is having complete trust or confidence in someone or something. complete trust and confidence. And so right here, verse 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Amen.
Amen. But now we have the definition of what faith is. What faith is.
Amen.
Faith is the evidence. It's something we trust in. It's something we have. And it says complete trust. That we have to have complete trust in something. It's to have complete trust in something or someone. Complete trust. Amen. Now he says, it explains here that it's a substance of things hoped for. Though we don't see it, we yet hope for it. And then it says it's the evidence of things not seen. Though we don't see it, again, we hope for it. And the evidence is the evidence of things not seen. So we're looking for the evidence of this thing because we're hoping for it. And he said also, by it, the elders obtain a good testimony. So it lets us know if we walk by faith, we can also obtain a good testimony. Because with them walking by faith, apparently it's a sure word that's letting us know that by faith God came through for those elders that walked.
Mm.
That walked in faith. They obtained a good testimony. Then it says, by faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So then it also lets me know that when God spoke something, because he's the one that created the world, formed it, framed it, that when he spoke it by faith, and it happened. It was. So that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. So in other words, when he spoke these things, he didn't even see them yet. But he spoke of in existence, which now these things are made visible. We are seeing these things. We see them. We are in the world. We are on the planet Earth. And this is one of the things that God spoke before it even became planet Earth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. This is pretty good.
Yes, I love those scriptures.
Huh?
Those were some good scriptures. Those good. Even the definition.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Give you a better understanding on what it is. And, you know, you can't go wrong with those scriptures.
Amen. And you know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about the fact that I was thinking about myself. I was examining me. And how I have faith in areas of my life that are so strong and so powerful. And then when I look at my life in another area, I see where I waver, or my faith is, or I doubt, and my faith is weakened in that area, you know. And then I may run into someone that whose faith is strong in that area, that mine is weak. But mine is strong in another area where theirs is weak.
Yes. And I believe that's why God tells us we have to lift each other up. When you see your brother down, and, you know, I really feel in my heart that's one of the things, because of what you just said. You know, we have our days. We have our moments where we need that. We need that push. You know, we need that encouragement. You know, someone who's been through it and they strong in that area because they had that faith to see it through. And, you know, that's why we have to be there for one another, you know, to help them regardless of what it is, whatever the situation is. Even if you go through it over and over and over again, I still should be there for you because I have faith that you're coming out of it. Yeah.
Yes.
And it's your testimony, it's your ministry.
Yes. And when you said that believing for someone else, even mm-hmm. when my sister or brother is shaking or weakened in their faith, and I thought about the man in the Bible that who was sick,
mm-hmm.
and it says the brothers that they couldn't get him in through the door to get him to Jesus, so they took the roof off the building and lowered him down.
Yes.
They did that. It was their faith.
Yes.
It wasn't his because he was laying on the bed. But it was
yes.
their faith that they believed, because they could have just doubted and said, you know what, man, I'm sorry. You know, this house crowded. This building is crowded. We can't get through the front door, back door. We can't get through a window, you know, if they had a window. And they could have just said,
yes.
I'm sorry, it's crowded. We can't get in. But they said, you know what, no, I believe that if we
mm-hmm.
get him in there, that this man will be made whole. He will be healed.
Yes.
Even though he on his bed, he's weak.
Yes.
He don't have enough strength to fight for himself.
Yes. The word said that when,
for him.
Yes, because the word said Jesus, when Jesus seen their faith, it don't
yes.
even say it, talk about the friend. It said when he saw their faith,
yes.
then he healed him the rest, because of their faith he was healed. And you know,
yes.
that's an awesome scripture, because of their faith. I was thinking about my granddaughter, her kids. They don't know what they're going to eat. They don't know if they're going to eat or how they're going to be fed or who's going to take care of them, but they know it's going to happen beforehand. They don't see it, but they trust in the mother. They trust in the father. They trust in grandmother, grandfather. They trust. They have that faith that I know they're going to take care of me, even though they never haven't seen it yet. They already know it's going to happen. And I believe
that's
why God said we have to be, as a child, have that type of faith. I don't see it. I'm going to keep living life, enjoying life, trusting in God, knowing it's going to happen. It's going to manifest.
Yeah. And I agree that God wants us to have that same faith in him, that
mm-hmm.
When we're worried about a bill, when we're worried about how I'm going to eat, because the Bible tells us, even though it tells us, we still do it. We still find ourselves doing it, you know. What
yeah.
I'm going to eat, what I'm going to drink, what I'm going to wear, you know. And he keeps telling us, you know, you don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow has enough worries of his own. You know,
yes.
sufficient is a day that you already in. Like, what are you worried about tomorrow? You're not even promised to wake up tomorrow. You're not even promised
right.
to tomorrow. But yet, we worry about tomorrow. We look at a bill. Today's the 13th. Oh, my God, they said they're going to turn it off on the 14th. But,
mm-hmm.
but the 14th is not even here. Our faith.
Yes.
And just saying, you know what? I'm going to live for today, and I'm going to worry about today, and God is going to worry about tomorrow, because I'm not going to worry
yes.
about tomorrow. I believe that's the
mm-hmm.
type of faith he wants us to walk in.
Yes, it is. I believe that, too. I believe that, too.
I want to read verse 4. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. It's fine. Go ahead.
I was looking at verse 4 as we were sitting and talking. We're coming from Hebrews chapter 11. We've read 1 through 3. Now I'm going to go to verse 4, and he says, by faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift. And through it, he being dead, still speaks. Wow, that's powerful.
Wow.
He did, but yet his testimony is still talking. It's still speaking on. It still lives on. By faith,
yes.
people offered. So in other words, he gave what he had. He gave what God asked him for. He gave what
mm-hmm.
he knew would please God, even though he said he gave it by faith. So it sounds like, to me, even though he gave it by faith, that he probably didn't have too much of anything left. Because when we got a lot, we don't have to give a lot by faith. Because we already know I can give this because I know I got that put up. So that's not an act of faith. That's an act of being comfortable. I already know I got this put up. But if God asks that and what you got put up, will you trust him? By faith, will you give it?
Yeah.
Will you give that that God is requiring by faith to see and trust and know and believe that God has your back? Wow. By faith he did that. And the Bible says that he gave a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. He called that sacrifice excellent. God was pleased with it. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. That's just like if you don't have nothing else, you just give up, give up your worship. God, I don't have anything but my worship. I don't have anything but my praise. God, this all I have, my two pennies. God, I don't have, you know, but I'm trusting you that. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He said, by faith. Wow. And then the Bible says that he speaks to these things. The Bible says that God even testified. First of all, God testifying of his gifts. And through it, he being dead, he still speaks. Now, come on. Now, we have men that testify for us. We have witnesses. But it says him, God, the Holy Spirit, he testified on behalf of him.
Wow.
And though he being dead, that powerful offering, that powerful, excellent sacrifice is still speaking.
Yeah.
From the grave, he's still speaking. God used him. Use his gift. Now, apparently, giving is a gift because it's, he just said it. God testifying of his gift, and through it, he being dead, he still speaks. Everybody don't have the gift of giving.
No, they don't.
And everybody don't have the faith in that area.
Yes, that's true.
What about the man, sister, what about the man that asked Jesus, what must he do to get to heaven? How can he enter into the kingdom? How can he enter into the kingdom? He gave everything but his money. The Bible says he was doing everything else.
But he didn't want to give up his riches.
When Jesus asked for his money. It said he walked off stage.
Give up. They give everything you have. It comes up.
He walked off sad. And he said it was going to be easier for a camel to enter in the eye of a needle for a rich man to get to heaven.
Yeah.
Because we rely on our money. We rely on things, we rely on stuff. Lord, we're not going to die with it. We are not going to die with it. Wow.
I believe people get comfortable. They get comfortable with their possessions, with their stuff and things. They get comfortable. And, you know, it is just hard to give up something when you're comfortable. You know, we don't like to be uncomfortable. It don't feel good to be uncomfortable. Your faith, different levels of faith, cause you to be uncomfortable. And you know, and we are people, we don't like that. It don't feel good. We don't like that. So I feel that's why it's hard for some people, because they used to everything or routine, used to things being set a certain way. So when God come and shake, when God allowed the foundations to be shaken, just to pull you closer. That faith is just to pull you closer to Him. And it's hard for some, especially when they don't understand what's going on.
Yes, it is. It is, and it's coming out of your comfort zone. It's coming out of that comfort zone. I want to go down to verse 8. Still in Hebrews chapter 11, we're talking about faith. For those that are still logging on or just logged on, we're talking about having faith in God. And the definition of faith is complete trust or confidence in someone or something, a strong belief in God or a doctrine. Because you can have strong belief in something. It don't have to be God. But you can have strong belief in some type of doctrine or religion.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8, it talks about Abraham. Chapter 11, verse 8. He said, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs which with him and of the same promise, for he waited for the city which has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Now, he sent him a prophetic word. This is the Old Testament.
Uh-huh.
And he sent Abraham a prophetic word and told him to get away from his kinfolk. His kinfolks, get away from him. I'm sending you to another land. Told him to go to the place which you will receive your inheritance. Now, I know he
right.
He was like, what? Go where? You know, what do
right.
you want to go? What do you want to do? Go where? They said, not knowing where he was going. But by faith, he did it. And he ended up right in the land that God promised him.
That is
awesome.
He ended
up right in the land. Yeah.
Yeah, because
I mean,
we so used to our inheritance coming from family, the family line. You know, the inheritance is normally flows through family generation to generation.
Yes.
So for him to call Abraham out, that was just out of the norm.
Yeah.
And then not knowing where you're going, how many of God said,
yeah.
"Oh, do that." We like, hold up, God.
Right.
What's on the other side? I need to know what's on the other
yeah.
side. Before I go jump in that water, I need to know how deep is it before I jump in it.
Come on.
Because we and God just saying, go. Just trust me. Just go. And we stand there. We have a million questions. Okay, what should I take? Should I take a life jacket or should I take somebody with me? And God saying, it's
mm-hmm.
not time. Just go. Just go. Just trust me and go. Believe that I got you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. I'm telling you, like, I'm going to give a testimony of myself. I can't talk about nobody else. I can talk about me. And there was just a time, you know, man, just when you on fire, you saying, God, you bless me. Lord, you bless me. I'm going to pay my tithes. I can't wait to pay my tithes. I can't wait to do this. I can't wait to do that. And the Lord began to bless you and bless you and bless you. Now, all of a sudden, you get into a place called complacency. You become comfortable. Now, you're comfortable with that set amount of dollar that God has given you. And then
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden, stuff hits your house, hits your life. Now, this person needs money for this. This person needs money for that. Now, the money is being stretched. Poor,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're trying to help this person. You have to... This building doubled up. Something that came from nowhere, you know. And if you're living in the city of Chicago, God knows, parking tickets, and you know, they're coming.
Right.
They're coming. But God is saying, okay, I want to see by faith, are you still going to be faithful in your tithing?
Right.
Because you're looking at what you got. That's all I got.
Mm.
And God said, I know that's all you got. You trying to remind me that's all you got? And you're like, yeah, this is all I got, God. This is all I got. And I need this. I need to get to work. I need gas. I need tissue. I need soap. Instead of saying, okay, you know what? By faith, I'm going to continue to do what I've been doing because I know it's the right thing to do. Sometimes we doubt, we waver, we get afraid, become fearful of not having.
Yes.
Because we know how it feels and what it means to not have, especially if you unless you're just born with a silver spoon in your mouth. You know, it don't feel good not to have. And then you become, the enemy will bring fear and remind you of how it felt when you didn't have. Now that it feels good that you do have, now when it comes down to not having, you're like, okay, God, what you want me to do? No, I'm not going to go home. No, I'm not going to go home. You know, I'm not going to, no, you can't take me. I know you're not about to take me down this road again.
Yeah.
Fear tries to hit you, and the Bible says fear, that he's not giving us fear of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So when we operate in fear, we become powerless.
Right.
We don't have a sound mind anymore. Everything on our mind. We're thinking about this, thinking about that. And apparently we lose a lack of love. So when we operate, when we cast out fear and I don't allow it, he said we're powerful. We're loving. We operate in the spirit of power. We operate in the spirit of love. And we have that sound mind. With faith, understanding that God got me.
Right.
God, I know you didn't bring me this far to leave me.
Mm.
You know, you're like, okay, God, I know you didn't bring me this far to leave me. And so sometimes we become fearful. And God knows
that. Yeah, that's true.
He knows that.
That's true. That is so true.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was just thinking about, you know, what you said and, you know, it's so true. It's so true, especially when you've been there, you know, not having anything. And then God opened up the doors and you have something, and then it seemed like, you know, everything been pulled back again. You know, But what I learned in, when we go through different things, it pushes us to a place of humility. You know, because sometimes we get prideful. People get prideful.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when God just blessing is just overflowing, we have to be so careful that we don't get prideful. And then we forget that we still need that faith. Because if we had everything we need, we still need a sound mind. We still need that peace. You know, we still need that joy. Those are the things you came by.
Yes.
And those are the things that God only could give, only if we open ourselves up to him, seek him for those things. So, you know, some things we have to have faith in, it's not even possessions. It could be, you know, a relationship with a family member, you know, your mother, father, sister, brother, your kids. It could be that faith even in healing. You came by health. You could buy medicine, but you came by health. And, you know, even in that, trusting in God and healing, I had to go through that trusting in God and to heal my body. And, you know, and not seeing anything. The doctors say one thing, but it's like, okay, who am I going to believe? And, you know, and trusting him to heal my body so I wouldn't have to take medicine for the rest of my life. So, you know, it's not always possession to have that faith in having possession, but, you know, even yourself, life. You know, even in yourself, it's nothing like having peace. It's nothing like having joy. It's nothing like having a sound mind. Yeah, I think a lot of people struggle with those things. They struggle with those things because some of them don't know how to get it. And God himself will just ask him and just allow him to just love on you. And those things come, it comes with that, with his love.
Yeah. I'm looking at verse 17. Because this whole chapter of faith is really blessing me. Verse 17, it talks about Abraham. And he's known as the father of faith. It says, by faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, and Isaac your seed shall be called, concluding that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. Now it says here, by faith Abraham, when he was tested. So that lets us know also, we're being tested.
Yes.
And God is testing us. He understands that that the money just got low. I'm testing you. I'm going to see, are you going to break? Which way you going to go? Who you going to depend on? Who you going to run to? Are you going to run away from me and go back where you came from, where I delivered you from? What are you going to do? He's testing what he put in us.
Yes.
It says here he was tested. And he still offered up his son, his only son. And then it said, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. So he's probably, I know he had to be like, okay, wait a minute. You told me to leave my kinfolk, go to a land.
Right.
Go to a foreign land. You're going to give me that. It says he received the promises of God. I received my promises. I know I'm walking in my blessing. I know God got me. Why would he turn around and ask me to offer up my son as a sacrifice? Like, you got to be kidding me. Come on now. I know I ain't here. This ain't God. You know how we do.
Right.
This ain't God. No, the devil talking.
Right. Be banning it loose. We be banning it loose. The quote scriptures.
Yeah. Come on. They not buying you in Jesus' name. We going in.
Right.
My God, he ain't never told me. He the one blessed me with this son.
Right.
He the one prophesied to me concerning this son. Are you going to tell me to lay my son down and as an offering, a sacrifice?
Right, so after he told me he's going to be the father, he's going to be father of many nations.
Come on.
What a nation is going to come from if I got to kill him?
Come on.
If I got,
I got
to sacrifice. Right. This the nation right here. Hey, God, you telling me to give him up?
But you just said it. That's where his faith kicked in, I believe.
Yes.
If he promised me that my seed was going to come through this seed, I know it's got to be a ram in a bush. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go off there and I'm going to offer him anyway. But I know he promised me some more promise. He said he received the promises. But he hadn't got all of them. He received it in his spirit. He hadn't got them all in the natural yet. They wasn't all visible. But it said he received the promises. He received them by faith. He received the promise of the Lord by faith. So how am I going to receive the promises? Lord, you said my name is going to be great.
Yeah.
My only child. My name got to live all through him. Not only, you know, the things I've done, the things I've accomplished. But like you said, you said I was going to be the father of many nations. My seed was going to be as much as the sand. Wow. Wow.
And the awesome thing about that is I think that's why faith wavers. We forget his promises for our life. we forget that God got promises for us. And when we get hit, we get such a blow. It's like all of that just go out the door. And then now our faith is, we're struggling with our faith. Because it's you forgot, but what I love about God, Holy Spirit start bringing stuff back to your remembrance, whether it's through a dream or a person, a song, a scripture, whatever. You still, God, he promised us things. He made promises. And, you know, and we just have to remember those promises. You made promises, God, we would not lack. I don't care if we got eating rice every day. God has fulfilled his promise because he filled your belly. You have something to eat. He provided. So, you know, that when you were speaking on that, talking about Abraham, that's what I thought about. He knew, he remembered the promises. If we just remember the promises.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And you said it, like, our faith is only weakened when we're being tested in so many areas, you know. And the tests, sometimes they come pretty fast. They come quick. And sometimes you can get tested so many times in one day. And or the devil come with one of the lowest blows and knocks you down to shake your faith, shake your foundation.
Yeah.
And then you sounded like Job. He's like, God, you forgot about me. You know, first of the day you were born, you're angry, now you're mad. You're just like, okay, God, I'm serving you. You're going to do me like this? You're going
right.
to let the devil do me like, you're going to let them laugh at me? You're going to let them talk about me? I'm serving you. I'm lifting your name on high. And this how you're going to do me? You're going to let my enemies watch me from afar and laugh and point fingers? When all the time he has a ram in the bush.
All the time.
All the
time,
God has a ram in the bush. And because of Abraham's faith.
Yes.
Because of his faith. Wow. There's a few quotes I want you to read concerning faith. I want to share it with the listeners. For those that just logged on, we're talking about faith in God. And we're coming from Hebrew chapter 11. And that whole chapter just talks about faith. I don't want to read the whole entire chapter, but it's really, really good. And I don't know about anybody else, but I'm telling you, it's taking my faith up higher right now. Just talking and listening to Beretta Moore, who's on with me, sharing in faith. At any given time, someone can press the one button if you want to share. Share your testimony of faith if you want prayer or whatever it is you want to share. This radio show is called It's All About You, because it is about you. It is about you. Amen.
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 I have a quote from C.S. Lewis. They say, I believe in Christianity as I believe that the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but because by it I see everything else. That's believing. We know faith is believing something we haven't seen or something that hasn't manifest yet. And I have another quote from J.R. Tolkien. Faithless is he that says farewell when the road gets darkened. When you're shaking in your faith and you're not, you just faith it, that means you just said, forget it, I give up, I'm not even going to deal with it. But faith is, I'm going to go through this thing, I don't care how dark it is, I don't care if I see a light at the end of the tunnel, but I know my blessing, I know what everything God has for me is at the end of this. I know that darkness only lasts for a moment, but I know light is going to soon come. Night time don't last always. We always get sun. It's another quote from Max. Faith is not the belief that God will do what you want. It is the belief that God will do what is right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I mean, I'm even thinking about something as simple as coming from the street. Coming from being, from turning from sin. The Bible says that he that believes in God must believe that he's a rewarder for them that diligently seek him. And then it also talks about for those that, you know, they come to God for salvation, it talks about, I mean, that's a faith walk. That's a faith walk. we don't really, I'm going to talk about me, but when I first got saved, I didn't really know if it was going to happen or not. I just knew I was living an ungodly life. I knew that everything around me wasn't right. I wasn't living right, walking right, acting right, and talking right, you know. And if I had tried all that already and none of it had worked for me, then, hey, I need to try something different. So coming around, going to church with others, just sitting around that word after a while in prayer, you know, the faith began to rise. I probably didn't take the walk the first time or the second time I went to church, or maybe not even the third time. But after a while, you know, that word starts to work,
mm-hmm.
and it starts to build my faith. The word builds our faith. So we have to stay in the word. You can kind of tell, because times, man, in growing in Christ, that I was not in my word. And when something hit me, mm-hmm. oh, my God, I panicked, you know, because I had no word in me to sustain me.
Yeah.
To say, devil, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You know, to talk back to the devil. Devil, God gonna win every battle. He's not lost one. He's fought. This is his battle. It don't belong to me. It belong to him. Devil, the weapon of my warfare is not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down the strongholds. Devil, I decree and declare, I put on Ephesians 6 and 10, the helmet of salvation, breastplate. You got something to fight with. By faith, you're speaking the word.
Mm-hmm.
And you gain that faith, especially when you see it work.
Wow.
You know,
yes.
So I can imagine how, I know I'm excited when it's, you know, when it works. Even the first time it ever worked, I'm excited. Like, oh, my God, so that really worked. Oh,
right.
Yes. Now I'm really going to read scripture after scripture after scripture. You know what I'm saying? You get excited when that word works,
yeah.
when prayer works. You get excited and know that, man, God hears me. By faith, I prayed this prayer because he said it works, so I need to trust it. That's a weapon.
Yes.
That word is a weapon. Your faith is even a weapon, I believe. Your faith.
Yes.
We go to the altar.
That is so true. That's so true.
One of my coworkers asked me, and it was like, what y'all going to talk about on the radio tonight? I said, well, we're going to talk about faith, having faith in God. Because faith is also hope. You hope it for something, you know. And he was like, really, you know? And I'm like, yeah. So they got deep with it. And I said, no, I'm going to keep it simple. By faith, we sit in this chair. Because we believe that this chair is going to hold us up.
Right.
By faith, we drive it, we get in the car, turn the ignition. By faith, we believe everything work on it. If the tires ain't going to fall off, the motor ain't going to drop out. All of that is just by faith. And so why we can't believe the creator of all creation, one who made...
With the same faith.
Everything with the same faith. With the same faith. Because don't we believe in those things? We don't really know if that chair going to fall or not.
We don't. That's true.
We trust in teacups with some wheels on it, or, you know, that four legs, then it better hold us up.
Mm-hmm.
It says by faith, and I want to share this. It says by faith, Abraham received the promises. His promises. He walked into his inheritance by faith. And sometimes we could be going through so much. And God could say, I promise you this. I'm going to give you that. Or I promise you your child going to be saved. Whatever it may be. Your husband or whatever. And that thing or that person or that child is acting a fool. Ain't acting nothing like what the Lord said. And you're looking like, I thought you said they were going to be saved. They actually turn around and get worse after the word goes out. After the prophetic word.
Yes.
The promise has lingered over the head, it goes out.
Yes.
They get worse. And you're like, uh-uh. No, I ain't dealing with this. And God is saying, yes, you are. Because I have a prophetic word over the head. Because I have a promise that I made.
Yeah.
And I don't lie. I'm going to keep my promise. You're like, how are you going to keep your promise and they still, you know, doing this and still doing that? And when are you going to do it, God? And you take it too long. And the manifestation, where's the manifestation of your word? It's been 1 year. It's been 2 years. It's been 3 years. We just counting the years.
Uh-huh.
But we don't think about how long it took us to get to the altar. How long it took it before we took that walk. How long it took before somebody took us to their church 10 times and we still didn't walk up there. And how discouraged they had to be.
Yes, we forget.
Man. Wow, the Lord is awesome.
One thing God shared with me not long ago, and dealing with my faith, and he told me, he asked me a question. He said, are you going to believe in reality or are you going to believe in truth? And I didn't understand. I'm like, okay, what you mean? Because, you know, I'm like, okay, they pretty much the same to me. And he said, the reality is what you see. And at the time I was going through something, I'm like, I just don't see the answer. And he said, the reality is, you don't have a job. He said, but truth is, I'm still going to supply all your needs. I'm still going to provide for you. And he said, reality is, the kids are acting, doing their thing. But he said, truth is, I made you a promise and said that they are going to be called by me, that they are going to minister. They're going to be in the word. They're going to love me with all their heart, their mind, and soul. He said, that's true. And he said, reality is, you see it. Reality is, it looks like nothing is working out right. He said, but truth is, all of my promises I spoke to you are going to come to pass, and it's going to outweigh what you see. So that I have to keep reminding myself of that conversation, that it's a difference between reality and truth. Everything God has for is true. But the reality is, it seems like it's a storm. But truth is, the storm has to stop sooner or later, and then you're going to get the sun. And he said, when it's a storm, he said, water, it be rage and it be havoc. He said, but water produces growth. It gives life. And he said, after the storm, the earth is going to produce something because the rain hit it. So every time we're going through something and our faith is being shaken, we have to remember once it's over with, it's going to produce something. It has to produce something because that's nature. Water always produces. So, you know, that's something I have to keep reminding myself, feeding my spirit, feeding myself that, saying that after this, I know something is going to produce. That's my faith, is to hold on to God's promises. And after this, like I always say, my cousin used to always tell me this, this too shall pass. So I hold on to that, trusting that it's going to pass, that God got something greater for me. And that's to build my faith. That's my faith builder, knowing that my reality is not my truth.
Now, and I'm a little different. When everything kick out, I'm going to use that like my children. One of my sons going through a thing. Well, actually, all three of them going through a thing as far as having a job, a permanent job, and being consistent because they've been going back and forth with 10 services. And they have them on the assignment, and then they're off the assignment, you know. And I'm just believing God and praying that this too shall pass. That they will be on a permanent job and they will be consistent, you know, because they desire to take care of their children, their bills, and, you know, and it was starting to frustrate me because I'm watching them struggle as young men to be men. But one of them had got his car taken And the Lord let me know I'm working. I'm working with them, and I'm working with each and every last one of them individually. So when I see stuff being shaken, it's like the Lord to pick my house up with his hand and just shook it. Shook the whole house. And everything's looking crazy. Everything looking crazy. Everybody looking crazy. And everybody just running this way, that way. It's like he's just shook it. And I'm like, what is going on? But something always tells me it's not the devil. It's not the devil. It's the Lord that's working. He's working, and it may look ugly right now, and it may feel uncomfortable right now. You may be struggling right now, but he said all things work together for the good of those that love me and that are called according to my purpose. And I know there's purpose in them, that there's a purpose. That then they are called, and they belong to God. So it was a time when things like that happened. I get upset, couldn't sleep, worried over and over and over and over. Now they'll come, Mom, this happened, Mom, that happened. Oh, okay, right. God's talking to you. He wants you to come back to talk to him. God working with you. You know, slow down. Whatever you're doing, slow down. Because, see, my eyes are not everywhere that his is, but God's is. And I let him know, it's God. It's God. He's trying to get your attention. And don't make him get mad. Because that's not all he'll do. He may not kill you, but that's not all he'll do. Hmm. Because he said he's chasing those he loves.
Yes.
And if God ain't chasing you, look out. Do a self-examination. Because he said he's chasing those he loves. So my son gave me the phone call, when the police just took my car. Oh, when you gonna get it? When you gonna go back in the Lord's face? Because he's waiting on you. He's waiting to hear from you. Because now he has me in a place where I can't save you. I can't even help you. This is personal. You have a call on your life. When relationships don't work out, it ain't the person. All the time, it ain't the person. Maybe God just wants you to himself. He wants you to seek him. Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. He consider us things, man, woman, husband, wife, car, house, all these things shall be added. Just seek first the kingdom, the things of God, the kingdom of God. So, and that's my answer to them. I'm always telling them, did you pray? Did you ask God? You're asking everybody else to pray. But the Lord hears you too. Don't think because you may be doing this or doing that that God don't hear you. And I always let them know, everybody ain't perfect. I don't care if they are in church. They can sit up there and lie all they want. They are not perfect. They should probably give a perfect speech. Can give a perfect testimony, but they are not perfect. They have their own personal struggle as well. They struggle just like we do. We struggle just like the world, with some of the people in the world. The only difference between us struggling and their struggling is that we have faith. We have something they don't have. And that's
right, that they need.
Something that they need. Our house is shook just like theirs.
Yep, that's true. That's true.
But it's faith in God. I want someone that's listening to really share with us a testimony. Share with us. Encourage us as well. Share with us a testimony concerning faith or your beliefs or what you may be wavering in. It's okay today. It's okay today. Sometimes we have to let our pride down.
Yeah.
And say, hey, this is, you know, what my faith is not in, or this is what my faith is at. You just heard me openly say, this is what I struggle in. My struggle half the time is believing that God will do it for me. I believe God will do it for everybody else. I tell you, when I pray, I believe that it's done, especially when I pray for somebody else. healing, deliverance. I believe that it's just done. But it's when I pray for me, myself, it's where I begin to have doubt and I begin to waver, you know, and I pray and I ask God, you know, help me believe for myself and not just everybody else, because I do that. I do that. That's why, you know, and so even as sisters and brothers or in Christ, hey, pray for me in that area. That not only will I believe for everybody else, but that I believe for myself.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we just discussed the word of faith and the power of God, how he moved in faith and how he blessed when we move by faith. And even by faith, I'm on this radio show by faith. Come on. By faith.
That's right.
I do events and have gatherings, you know, believing God. By faith, I'm believing God going to show up. Even though I'm doing the gathering, he's blessed me to do the gathering. In my mind, Lord, I need you to show up in this place. Don't let me just gather. But we need the power of God to deliver. Everything I do it by faith. When I do these events, by faith. When I'm on the radio, by faith. I'm hoping that somebody's life is being affected by the word of God, by being changed by my life. You know, so, again, it's all by faith. And I thank God for faith, the evidence of things hoped for. Faith, the substance of the substance of being hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. There, and I believe even though tonight there will be evidence from this conversation, from this word, that God is going to give me evidence. I pray that next Wednesday I get back on the line and I can give you my testimony, even if it's for my children, for my sons, for myself, for my household, because I'm believing God for a lot of things.
Yeah.
And sometimes when it all hits you so hard, you get frustrated. And you have to sit down and take a deep breath and shake all that off and say, okay, hold on, give me my moment. After I have my moment, let my face kick back in. And I can let the devil know God got this.
Yeah.
The Lord is doing this. He going to take care of this. Because if he got you in a situation or a place where you ain't got it, then let him do it. If he don't do it, then maybe it's not meant. Because sometimes we fight against his will and try to do it ourselves. The more we try to do it ourselves, the harder it becomes. And you get tired. It weighs you down. But if we let go and let God give it to him, he'll carry us through. He'll do that thing.
Yeah.
Not us.
Every time.
But the Lord will do it. Yes.
Every time.
Yes. Yes. Hey, man, Dennis, you want to share before we go off the air? Because we did what the Lord said to. Say what the Lord said and invite, open the doors, open the calls for anyone to share. For anyone to, you know, for whatever request they like, for anything they want to say, we've opened the door.
We got 1-708-567 caller here.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, caller 708-567, you on the line? How you doing?
I'm good. I was just listening, and as she was saying, to call in and give a testimony of faith. So I just wanted to just encourage whoever's listening and share my testimony of faith. My husband and I were going back and forth with both of our parents being sick in different states, and I let my guy, my job go because of going back and forth, and because as well as me having some health issues, but still trusting God to pay our bills. And we have two cars, we have a home and utilities, and I just had to totally rely on God, you know. And the scripture kept coming to my mind that, you know, the birds of the air, they don't sow, but they reap, you know, God's benefits. And even the green grass, how he clothes the grass, and how we're not to worry about tomorrow. But on this particular day, car notes due, rent's due, everything's due. I received a check in the mail for $1,782.63 down to the penny, and it was from my finance company for my car note, saying that I had overpaid, and they dropped my car note, the amount for my monthly note. They refinanced it. Now, I didn't apply for anything. I didn't check on anything. I just received a check in the mail, you know, and I think, and I know it was my faith in God, letting him be my provider and my provision. And so, you know, not worrying about how things were going to be paid, trying to figure it out. And he was like, here you go. This is how you're going to pay things. And, you know, sometimes we get in a situation where we want to let the car go back, or we want to cut back. But he was saying, no, you've been faithful to me, and I'm going to provide for you, like he said, and just my faith in God to be my provider, as he said he was. So I just wanted to encourage, when we stand on God's word and we're faithful to him, we put a command on God to be faithful to us. His word will not return to him void. He'll do everything he says he's going to do. Amen. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Awesome testimony. Amen. Could you
Amen.
Give us your name?
Wow.
I know your name, but could you give you want to share your name?
I'm sorry. Bethany Banks. My name is Bethany.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Thank you, awesome woman of God, awesome Miss Banks. Yeah, that's an awesome testimony, and, you know, which I know she don't need a witness, but I am a witness, you know, to everything that she was, like, that she's sharing, that she's saying, which is, you know, a blessing. It's a blessing. Like she said, I know they were really, 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 really going through, and God came through. And I'm going to say this also. Even though they was going through, she still kept her engagement. Still had to minister, you know. She still was going to church, still was being faithful, still was doing whatever she had to do, you know, or whatever she submitted herself to do at church. You know, they didn't pull back her, you know, her nor her husband, you know. And the Bible says faith moves God. You know, it moves him. He gets excited. He gets excited. So, wow. Yeah, that's awesome. That's an awesome testimony. And I want to thank you for it. I really appreciate it, for taking your time out, even coming on the line, listening and sharing, because it's much needed, whether, you know, we all are confessing or not, whether we say anything or not, it's still much needed. It's much needed. And my thing is, like, it's seasons where my faith is up, and this season where, as you said, concerning the warfare, where my faith has been knocked down, where I've been hit so hard in the spirit. So I just walk in some type of, you know, in doubt or fear, you know. But I thank God on tonight, because right now my faith is being risen. My faith is rising, and I'm grateful for it. Amen. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. That's a blessing, and he's going to keep on, and that's not all he's going to do. That ain't all he's going to do. Yeah. You will obtain every promise. And faithful.
Yeah.
Faithful. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Any more promises? more calls before we go off air. Anybody else have any remarks, any testimonies that they want to share? Yeah. Yes, Lord. Okay, well, Dennis, you said, did you have anything?
I just want to say, man, you know, I thank both of you and the guys for being online. I also thank Stephanie Banks for getting online, you know, hitting that one button. She went off of faith, you know, and sometimes you encourage one another when you share your testimony, because a testimony is something that's testing you, and you probably giving somebody else the answers to the test, so that way they can be tested at the same time. And when you're walking off faith, it's you're going blind. You know, just imagine a blind person walking in the streets without a cane. Just imagine a blind person walking without a dog. You know, you just walking. And sometimes people got to hear it in order to know where they're going. And, you know, that's God mm-hmm. talking to us and us know, hey, don't go that way. Go this way. Hey, don't do that. Do this. Hey, don't think about that. Think about it this way. He's like, man, sometimes you was like, I don't know what I was thinking about. Sometimes you weren't even thinking and you just going through. You know, that's walking off faith to me. You know, your spirit gets stronger in the mind, body, and soul, because no matter what you're going through, how you're going through it, you are allowed to share that testimony while you're going through it. You know, and that's the most beautiful thing in the world. I was sitting up there talking to a coworker of mine, and we were just sitting down. We was like, man, he said, man, why am I going through it? I just bust out and said, why not go through it? Why am I doing this? Why not is you? You know, I don't know if that's a good terminology, but why it shouldn't be you? You know, you got your own test in that moment. You got to do what you have to do in order to get out of it. Because once you get out of it, you're going to be like, oh, my goodness. I can't believe that. Then you think about it and say, man, praise God for that. You see the difference? Man, praise God for this. I know who did this. God did this. Because, like they said, man, they're going to close every door, every refrigerator cover, every whatever, a pocketbook from somebody else, just to show you that it came from him, stuff that you pray on and keep moving forth in faith. It's blind, you know. You just got to be strong about it. Like, I just feel good about this today. You know, like I always say, when I get the chills, you know, my blood, I get some chills. I'm like, man, it's like the vibrator. You know, I always say that when you get a text message or your phone is on vibrate, you know, and you know how this buzz, you know, like when you get them chills, you're talking about God, you're talking about the Lord, you know, the Holy Ghost, and you get them chills. That's just the DNA letting you know, like, hey, you know, I hear you. You know, faith. You know, it's just faith. But they faith my works is dead. You know, so you know, you all tackled it on. Y'all both came with y'all beautiful testimonies. I love the way that you said that with Beretta when she said that you know, your reality. Are you in reality or what? I love the fact of how you broke down the fact of faithfulness. You know, and it's just everybody don't have it. That's what makes you so unique about it. Everybody don't have faith. Everybody trying to find faith. Everybody don't know what faithful is. Everybody don't know how to be faithful to themselves. So what makes you think they can be faithful to God? You know, you got to find that connection, get in tune. And just sometimes they be like, how did you get anointed? How did you do this? How did you do that? You're like, man, I don't know. I just, they just like everybody said, I don't know. Just one day I went. You know, I used to go with my grandparents. I used to go with my, you know, my mom was. I used to go with Westcott. I didn't understand it, but now I know what it is. You know, it's just something, just a connection with God, and that's faithful. You being faithful, you know. And that's about it. I don't want to get long-winded, but y'all did a beautiful show today. Praise God for y'all, man. And I always say I got to do this for y'all, man, because, you know, this is one thing that I know I could do this on my end. I got to show some love to y'all. Praise God. But one thing about it, man, I just don't want, you know, everybody, you know, don't be afraid to hit that one button, because what you're doing is you just fellowshipping with us, man. You are family. You know, no matter what you're going through, I don't care what you're going through, you are family. For that strong brother last week to get on the show, you got a strong sister with Beretta on the show. You know, Tiffany Thompson is, man, it's getting, the show is getting more powerful. Thank God for it. You know, so just keep on going. Keep on going. Press that one button. You know, share your testimony. I don't care if you just say, hey, today I woke up and I yawned a certain way. Praise God. You know, ain't nothing, you know, to be ashamed of, you know, and praise God. So that's about it, ladies.
And then I want to piggyback on what you said about testimony. He said we overcome. That's how we overcome. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. When we testify, we overcome that thing. We're letting the devil know I overcame that. God has brought me through that. He's brought me over that. Well, like you said, when we come to God, when we go to walk, when we walk to that altar, you overcoming as you walk in. Everything that you that's coming up against you, has came up against you, whatever, while you taking that faith walk to that altar. To the altar, you overcoming in, because you now step into a new level of power, because now you have access to who can help you. You just gained a connection with the ultimate power. When you are without God, you are powerless. But when you are with God, when you take that faith walk, you walk and say, okay, I've just gained another level of power. I'm talking about, I ain't talking about the power through the electricity, the TV, or the plug in the wall. I'm talking about the ultimate power, the man who, the spirit who made heaven and earth, because he's not like a man, but the spirit who made heaven and earth. I overcome. Yeah, you probably stopped doing this, and you probably stopped doing this. You might be struggling with this. You might be struggling with that, but don't let nobody tell you you're going to take everything at one time. That's a lie. That's a lie. Or it may be some things you want him to take right now, but he's still taking something else from you. And then there's some things he's doing in you, he's making you. By faith, he's making you. I know God doing some things in me, and it don't feel good. And I'm going to be honest. It don't feel good, but by faith, I'm submitting to the crushing. By faith, I'm submitting to it. Because if I wasn't, I'll turn the other cheek. I'll drop everything I'm doing in ministry, and I'll go the other way. Because you don't know the hell I go through from week to week. But by faith, I keep walking. By faith, darts are thrown in my back, and I keep on going. By faith, I mean, I don't entertain it anymore. By faith, I keep it moving. I've watched someone mistreat me last week in the midst of ministry. And I still smile because I know God is making me. He's doing something in me. We can't take this thing personal. He allows stuff to happen because he's making you. He's trying to empower you. He's anointing you. And one thing I know he's doing is humbling you. We have to be humble. We have to walk in humility. Understanding that the power that we have access to and that we're obtaining is not ours. We have to get this power in the name of Jesus. But we also have to be in the kingdom and a part of the kingdom. And when we go through tests and trials, sometimes we think once we get saved, we're not supposed to go through nothing. That's when we're tested. That's when we're tested the most. And I just felt a need to share that. I felt a real need to share that because when last week when we had Mr. Riley on the show and he talked about how he went through all these struggles with lust and perversion and homosexuality, and yet his wife didn't even leave him. Did not leave him. She stood her ground by faith. She believed the prophetic word that was over his head. God said he was a man of God. He was going to be a minister. He's a prophet. She believed it. She could have doubted. By every, she could have looked at what she saw and took off running. A man with another man, oh, I'm gone. But by faith, she said, no, you are a king. You are a man of God. God called you a prophet, and I'm going to fight for you, and I'm going to fight with you. I told her I was honored. I said, you put me to shame. When I went to church, I looked her in the face. I said, that was my first time hearing this testimony. And I said, I'm going to say this. I said,
December for the 4 years that I went through my divorce. And I tell you, I didn't even go through half of what you went through. And I didn't stay and fight. Do I feel bad? No. It just taught me how to fight. It just gave me another level to stand next go around, because God going to bless me again. But this time, he's taught me how to take a stand. He said, I taught your hands to war and your fingers to fight. 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 By faith, speak life. Because when my husband comes, he's going to be king of my palace, of my house. See, that wasn't the language I was speaking in the last marriage. But God forbid, this marriage, he will be king of my house. And I will allow him to lead. As long as we're going towards righteousness, as long as he's following Christ, we have to learn how to submit. And we're doing it all by what? One word, faith.
Faith.
Speaking those things that be not as though they were. God is saying he's formed the world. He spoke it in existence. We weren't even here. He spoke it by faith. He spoke that thing and it was. So I want to hear a testimony next week besides mine, because I promise you I'm going to operate in this thing, and I'm going to apply it today even the more, and I'm putting my faith to work. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Y'all just set me on fire. Now it's time to go. But you know what? I just want to say I thank everyone for the listening. I bless you all. I bless you all. I thank God for letting me that, you know, that took courage and shared her testimony and was not ashamed of what she went through.
Yeah.
Because God don't give her double for a shame. And at the same time, he said, when praises go up, blessings come down. So she just got on the station and she praised God for what she went through, which was a hard thing, and why she's about to rain on her again just for pressing that one button.
Yeah.
Because when praises go up, blessings come down. And Beretta, I want to ask you to take us out of here in prayer on tonight, and we're going to pray concerning faith all this week. Amen. I thank you all for listening. I thank you for calling this All About You radio show, and we love you. Don't forget, it's all about you. Tune in again next week. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord, we just thank you for this night. Father, Lord, we thank you for the ministry. We thank you for your word that's going forth. Father, we even thank you, Father, for activating our faith, Father, to strengthen it, Father, to press, Father, towards you, Father, believing that you are God, believing, Father, that you are our creator, you are our provider, our keeper, our protector, our covering, you're our Father. Lord, I pray, Father, even now, Father, for every heart, every soul, Father, that's listening, God. Lord, I pray from this day forth, Father, that their faith will be full-blown, Father, that they will walk, Father, even though they don't see it, but they believe in your promises, Lord, believing that you're going to do exactly what you promised that you would do, Father. Lord, I thank you, Father, for them blessing us with their ears, Father, and listening, Father, to your words, Father, Lord, to the scriptures, God, and I pray, Father, that they just impart it in their heart, Father, and remember them, God, so when they go through, Father, they will remember the words on tonight, Father, so it could push them forward, that it would get them strength, Father, and power, God, and a sound mind, God. Today, God, we believe in your word, Father, and we know your promises are yea and amen, Father. And we know, Father, they would not return to you, Lord, Father, but they will go out and accomplish everything that it was sent to accomplish, God. And we receive that. We embrace it, God, with all our heart, our mind, and our soul. Lord, I pray, Father, that you bless every listener, Father. Lord, I pray, Father, that you would do a shift in their atmosphere, in their household, God. Lord, I pray, Father, that everything, every blessing, Father, every word will go forth like never before, Father. Continue to minister to their heart and their soul on tonight, Father. Cover Tiffany, cover Dennis, Father. Cover us, Father, in Jesus' name, Father. Lord, we thank you and we bless you. We exalt your holy name, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please visit the website www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. That's www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. To be placed in a magazine, get an ad, newsletter, or article. Publisher Tiffany Thompson also has a ministry. Visit that site at www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org. That's www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org for more information on events or speaking engagements.